Partly cloudy skies and 26 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for it to be partly cloudy and breezy today with a high of 54. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In the news, a former Harlan resident who was listed as escaped from the Council Bluffs Work Release Facility Sunday is in custody at the Shelby County Jail. Iowa Department of Corrections spokesman Fred Scaletta said 25-year-old Colton Edward Benson Blaine was apprehended late Sunday night. Benson Blaine was listed as escaped from the Council Bluffs Work Release Facility after he failed to return from his place of employment. He was serving a 12-year sentence out of Shelby and Pottawatomie counties for voluntary manslaughter, operating a vehicle without consent, and voluntary absence. His sentence began August 5, 2011. Benson Blaine was transferred to work release on March 16th of this year under the authority of the Iowa Board of Parole. Two people were arrested on separate charges Sunday night in Montgomery County. The Sheriff's Department reports that a little after 11 p.m., 27-year-old Aaron Wade Updike of Emerson was arrested at the intersection of Highway 34 and G Avenue. Updike was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. He was cited into court and released from the scene. And at around 6:50 p.m., 29-year-old Anthony Dwayne Pond of Villisca was arrested in Villisca and charged with driving while revoked. Pond was being held at Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. Sheriff's officials in Adams County say two men were arrested Saturday morning following a traffic stop on Highway 148 at 265th Street. During a consent search of the vehicle, a canine located a nylon bag with six plastic jars containing cultivated high-grade marijuana. A passenger in the car, Bruce Laverne Anderson of Creston, was arrested for possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. The driver, Austin Dwayne Benz of Lenox, was arrested for driving while suspended. The men were being held at the Adams County Jail, where their bonds were set at $1,300. Red Oak police say a teenager faces an eluding and charge and three moving violations following a brief pursuit involving an ATV. Authorities say at around 7:40 p.m. Saturday, officers of the Red Oak PD tried to stop the ATV near the intersection of Broadway and Coolbaugh Streets. The machine failed to yield and took off westbound on West Coolbaugh at a high rate of speed. Officers pursued the ATV westbound to the levee area before the machine then turned south onto the levee and continued to try and elude officers at a high rate of speed. The ATV continued to the area of the West Ohio and the Nishnabotna River, where the machine became stuck in a creek. The driver, 16-year-old Lee Allen Eds Jr. of Red Oak, took off on foot but was apprehended a short time later by Montgomery County deputies and Red Oak police on a sandbar next to the river. Eds was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, processed, and then released to the custody of a parent at the request of juvenile court services. In addition to the eluding charge, Eds was cited for failure to obey a stop sign, operating an ATV on a public roadway, and for being a minor in possession of tobacco, first offense. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports two separate ATV accidents took place Saturday and resulted in two persons being injured. One of the accidents took place around 2:40 p.m. on 130th Street and 260th Avenue. Officials say 18-year-old Zachary Shively of Council Bluffs suffered non-life-threatening injuries when he lost control of the ATV he was driving as he was turning left onto 130th Street. The machine rolled over during the crash. Shively was transported by Sydney Rescue to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs for treatment. The second accident happened at around 2:20 p.m. at 150th Street and 260th Avenue. An unidentified female was injured during the crash and transported by Tabor Rescue to the Grape Community Hospital in Hamburg. Both accidents remain under investigation with charges pending. And the Red Oak Police Department reports a Saturday morning arrest of a Red Oak man on a Page County warrant. At around 8 a.m., officers arrested 39-year-old Billy Ray Hunter of Red Oak. Hunter was arrested on a Page County warrant for domestic abuse assault with intent to inflict serious injury. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. In our funeral announcements, Cletus Ireland, age 93, of Griswold, died March 27th at the Griswold Care Center. A visitation for Cletus Ireland will be today at 9 o'clock at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Robert Friend, age 72, of Bellevue, Nebraska, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Robert Friend will be today at 1 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Christopher Burton Summers, age 52, of Oakland, died Friday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Christopher Summers will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Madeline Yowney, age 88, of Manila, died Saturday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Graveside services for Madeline Yowney will be held on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Nishnabotna Cemetery near Manila. OD Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Norman Nelson, age 80, of Avoca and formerly of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Norman Nelson will be Wednesday at 11:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Cole Robert Finley, age 63, of Panama, died Friday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Cole Finley will be on Friday at 3 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Clifford Harris, age 94, of Adair, died Sunday at his home. Services for Clifford Harris are currently pending. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has arrangements. And Dorothy Vulcans, age 85, of Nevada and formerly of Shelby, died Sunday. Services for Dorothy Vulcans are pending. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.